1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the December 8th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting, where a divided council approved a developer's request for rezoning land off Rock Prairie Road and east of Baylor Scott and White Hospital. 5-2 council vote approved a multifamily housing zone for seniors. Dennis Maloney voted no because he wanted the land rezoned as a planned development district to make senior housing a permanent requirement.
To me, this is a development where we're taking a square peg and hammering it into a circle. Everyone else has a PDD there. There's no guarantee that the product that you're telling me, the car you want to sell me, is going to be the Mercedes and not the Yugo or the used Volkswagen.
Linda Harville voted no after developers sought 7 waivers from city standards.
If you could go back to the drawing board one more time, I think the city has some very legitimate concerns. If they think you need to have more roads, maybe we need to check and make sure we need more roads instead of y'all saying, well, we don't need them.
Elizabeth Kunis said the council's only responsibility is to establish multifamily housing.
We're depending on planning and zoning to field those waivers just carefully, because that's not our stewardship.
Mark Smith, one of 2 councilmen who voted yes the month after supporting the project as members of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
It's not a given that the Planning and Zoning Commission is going to grant those waivers. The roadways, the master plan, all of those things in the subdivision regulations are still there. They've not been waived by granting this rezoning.
William Wright also voted in favor during both meetings. That's after city staff recommended denying the application.